A Navy SEAL from Cape Cod is among the 30 Americans who were killed Saturday when insurgents shot down their helicopter in Afghanistan. 36-year-old Kevin Houston was among the 22 Navy SEALs who were on board. Several were from the same special operations unit that killed Osama bin Laden, though U.S. officials say Houston and the other SEALs did not take part in that operation. WBUR's Kurt Nikisch visited some of Houston's classmates who gathered on the Cape yesterday to remember their friend.
In the living room of his house in Austerville, Joe Kennedy just shakes his head, remembering the very first thing Kevin Houston told him when he met him back in the fifth grade.
My name is Kevin, and I'm going to be a Navy SEAL.
A Navy SEAL. Joe didn't even know what that was. But he was impressed with the confidence of this mixed-race kid raised by a single mom.
To know your place that early in life and to relentlessly pursue it and do it is a rare thing.
That's Kevin McConnell, another friend from elementary school. He learned how driven Kevin Houston was one summer day when they were playing basketball out on the driveway.
I told him he couldn't dunk the basketball, and I bet him a steak and cheese sub at the local sub shop down the street called Buffy's. And he's like, hell, I can't, you know? And I knew he couldn't because I'd seen him try before, so I was just thinking I was getting a free sub, you know?
That was late afternoon. Kevin Houston took the ball and kept trying to dunk over and over, all through dinner, TV. Finally, McConnell's dad went out to say he needed to get some sleep. The next day, though, Kevin was back.
And he finally dunked the basketball. I looked at it like that night, but he's like, well, you just said that I couldn't dunk. You didn't say it had to be that night, so it's like a technicality, you know what I mean? So nobody got the sub. But maybe I should have given him the sub. He didn't do it that night.
An athlete who trained harder than anyone, Kevin played high school basketball. He was captain of the football team. Joe Kennedy was co-captain with him. But above all, Kennedy remembers how outgoing Kevin Houston was.
Preppies, jocks, all of it. Kevin got along with everybody. Absolutely everybody.
Kevin also loved fast motorcycles and got in a terrible crash his senior year. In a wheelchair at graduation, he stood up from it to walk across the stage to accept his diploma. After recovering, Kevin joined the demanding life of Navy service, eventually making it to be a SEAL. He married, had kids. Still, each summer he'd come back to visit his friends on the Cape. It was in early May this year when friend Jared Paquette got a call from Kevin with some incredible news.
Hey, boss, we got him. And I said, got who? He goes, we got the big dog. He goes, yep, Dunsky.
Osama bin Laden, not Kevin, but other members of his secretive Navy SEAL Team 6. Paquette says the call was unusual because even with close friends, Kevin played down his service on the covert operations team. It might be why Kevin loved the YouTube parody in which an actor plays a Navy SEAL bragging at a bar.
You got any specials for, I don't know, say a guy who just shot Osama bin Laden?
I think he just loved that it was maybe deep down what they would love to be able to do. You know, to be able to let loose and scream out loud, so to speak, and have it be known.
While his friends were enjoying another sandy summer on the Cape, Kevin died in a faraway region of arid shale and pitched mountainsides. Friend Jared Paquette says it gives him comfort knowing that Kevin died doing what he always wanted to.
He would often say, I'm at the tip of the spear. I'm right where I want to be.
36-year-old U.S. Navy SEAL Kevin Houston will be laid to rest later this week. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nikisch.